Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook. On the Voice America Kids Network, I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. Harry Damone, the founder of KidStar and Voice America Kids, passed away last month. While he's no longer with us, his legacy lives on through all the shows he helped produce and create. I dedicate this episode to the memory of my producer and mentor, Harry Damone. I'll talk more about him later in the show. Christmas with my family was so much fun. We spent Christmas Eve with my family at my Nana's house. Stay tuned for more. I had a fantastic New Year celebration. My Auntie Faye came to visit. My mom, dad, sister, and I stayed in and toasted the New Year with sparkling grape juice. Stick around and I'll tell you all about it. To ring in the New Year, I had a cooking demo at the Crescent City Farmers Market. Listen in to hear about what I cooked. Now for some exciting news. I won a Taste Award for Best Kids Program. The award will be given on January 15th, 2015 at Grohmann's Egyptian Theater in Hollywood. I'm so thrilled. Now it's time for our interview with our special guest, winner of MasterChef Junior Season 2, Logan Guleff. 12-year-old Logan Guleff is quite the accomplished young chef. At 10 years old, he won the Healthy Lunchtime Challenge for his state of Tennessee with his tuna quinoa salad and went to the White House for a state dinner meeting President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. In the summer of 2013, Chef Logan became the youngest person to take and pass a judging class in order to be a Memphis Barbecue Competition judge. He is the CEO of the Memphis Barbecue Tour and takes pride in being the only kid trained to be a Memphis Barbecue World Championship judge. Now, he is the current winner of MasterChef Junior Season 2 on Fox, walking away with a big cash prize and the grand title of MasterChef Junior. Chef Logan, thank you so much for being a guest on the show and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Now, I started cooking when I was 4 years old and even wrote a recipe back then. So when did you become serious about cooking and when did you know that you wanted to become a chef?
Well, I really got in the kitchen at a very early age. And from then, I knew that I really wanted to be a chef. I started cooking when I was 2 years old and it started with making morning coffee and stuff like that. And then to Christmas ravioli and then just helping around at dinner. It's just been a fabulous journey throughout this entire culinary adventure.
Wow. So you did start early on, you know, as well and worked your way up. So do you remember, like, one of your first recipes?
Well, the very first recipe that I ever made, I think I was 8, and it was my spice rub called Logan's Rub Fiesta Blend. It's an amazing spice rub. Goes with this amazing steak and green grape salsa, and every time I make it, the entire family loves it.
That sounds so good. I remember making my my own very first spice blend when I was 8 as well. So that's awesome. I mean, everybody seems to love yours, and I, you know, I've created many more. Have you created any more since then?
Yeah, so I've been working on an egg seasoning line, and currently I have a few. I have one blend that I have almost ready to be produced called the Good Egg Hickory, and I have a few others that are still getting the cakes worked out. I mean, it's just been amazing. That's one of my favorite things to do is blend these spices. It's just so much fun.
Oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite things too. I am in love with spices. I love creating spice blends and, you know, just testing out all the different flavors and see which ones works with which. It's totally one of my favorite things. It just makes everything about food so much better. It makes everything taste yummy. Now, you've had so many successful moments on the MasterChef Junior show and a few mishaps. So what was your favorite moment? Is there anything you wish you could redo?
Well, my favorite moment of the entire MasterChef Junior journey was the pop-up restaurant. I just enjoyed the fact that it was a true Gordon Ramsay experience, and I was in the thick of it, just having a great time in there. And it was really a cool experience to really learn how how standards really affect your cooking, and how if you're not meeting his standards, you're not meeting your standards.
Right, exactly. And I mean, I'm sure that was, you know, kind of tough too, that, you know, you just had this pop-up restaurant and you had to feed all these people, you know, and work together as a team to create, you know, all these dishes and, you know, come up with a menu to serve to all these guests. So it was, that's a lot of stuff. That was a huge challenge, but at the same time, it did seem like so much fun to, you know, really have that experience to kind of feel like what it's like to be in a restaurant. Now, I actually met Chef Elliot in person this past year, and he was so gracious. So what was it like working with Chef Gordon Ramsay, Joe Bastianich, and Chef Graham Elliot?
Well, it was just a really great experience to get mentored by an amazing chef. I mean, you see him on TV and you just go, wow, this is really cool, and I want to be like those guys. The fact that they would actually help you along on this journey was just fabulous and totally amazing. And if they wanted me back, it would be a thrill. I'd enjoy it.
Yeah, that seems like so much fun that, you know, you get to work with them and you're actually cooking food for them, and, you know, they're, you know, helping you out, and you're, you know, get to talk to them, and they're even, like, judging your food sometimes, you know, not so good, but of course, you won, so they must have said lots of good things about your food on the show. That sounds like, you know, really, really great, and you cooked all this delicious looking food. I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I could eat that. Now, when you created that salt crusted branzino on the finale of the show, were you nervous, like, about the outcome, especially since you never cooked that particular fish before? And how did you feel about Chef Sam's chances?
Well, I was in the finale of MasterChef Junior Season 2. It was just amazing, and I knew that my fish was going to turn out great because I'd done a fish just like it in my own kitchen. It was amazing. So I really wasn't very nervous about the way that my fish was going to turn out. I knew it was going to be absolutely delicious and spot on, and I thought that everybody in the competition had an equal chance
to win. Oh. Yeah, definitely. So, like, how did you come up with this idea just on the spot like that?
Well, it's definitely one of those things that when you think about something that you need to go big or go home with, it's got to have that wow factor that just needs to be in every single dish that you make on the show. So that's really why it came to mind instantly, is because it's such an amazing, eye-popping dish that how could you not do it for the grand finale?
Oh, totally. You know, cooking a whole fish and just really wowing the judges. You had to take those risks and go for it, especially for the finale if you really wanted to win. So that you definitely, you know, thought outside of the box and just really, you know, went with it, and that was really exciting. And you also made the madeleines, which looked so delicious, and I totally want to make some. They looked really, really good. So you actually had a lot, you know, going on with your branzino and the madeleines, and then of course you were against Chef Sam, and that was, like, really kind of terrifying. Everybody was just waiting there saying, oh my gosh, who's going to win? Who's going to win? Well, that's just really great. Well, bake a salt-crusted fish while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with MasterChef Junior Season 2 winner, Logan Gula. So, I know that you have your own company, and you're featured in a book called Future Chefs, along with me, and a new website called Order Up with Logan, and you have a spice rep on the market. So, what are your future plans?
Well, my plans for the future really include cooking and developing tons of new spice blends and recipes and having a great time and having my own cooking show and just really doing a lot and doing a cookbook, of course. I mean, there's so much in the food world to do before you get to the stage of a restaurant. I mean, it's just crazy how many opportunities there are and different things to do. I just love it.
There are so many different opportunities. You're totally right. There's so many different, you know, jobs you can do in the culinary, you know, industry and in all these different fields. And there's so many things you could choose from. But yeah, I mean, you want to definitely do like the spice blends. That's going to be, you know, really exciting. And, you know, the cooking show. Yeah, even cookbooks. That's great. So now let's find out about you personally. What's your favorite dish to cook? What's your favorite dish to eat?
Well, my favorite dish to eat is sushi. I love the intricate flavors of something so pure that it has so many flavors and levels of flavor, and with the soy sauce and the wasabi and the ginger, all these different flavor components just come in to play. And yet, when you think about it, it's very simple. It's just fish on rice. And that, in my mind, just blows it. And it's just really cool. I love it a lot.
Yeah, it's so, you know, crazy that something so simple with very few ingredients could just taste so delicious. I totally agree with you. I love sushi. It's so good. I love, you know, just like avocado sushi is like one of my favorites, and Philadelphia rolls. I really love those. You know, I've actually tried to make sushi before, but it didn't really turn out that well. It's actually really like hard to make it. You have to cook the rice perfectly, and it has to be like a certain kind of rice, and then you have the, you know, seaweed if you're doing seaweed. And yeah, it's actually, even though it looks so simple, it is so hard to master. So it, you know, it's really great when you get to eat this sushi and they are just making it all day every day. And I tried that. It's just, it's really hard, surprisingly. It doesn't look hard, but it really is. Now, what can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
I don't really know about this one.
I wonder,
most disastrous food moment? Oh,
is there one from MasterChef Junior?
Oh,
Did you have any huge disasters on MasterChef Junior?
No, I didn't really have any major disasters. I'm not too sure what my funniest food moment is. I've done so many things, and some of them didn't work out that well. But I just don't know which one's the funniest or most disastrous.
Yeah, I mean, there can be quite a few along the way. there's always sometimes it's just like that one that kind of sticks out, and you're just like, oh, I remember that one time when, I did that. Like, one time I remember I tried to,
yeah.
I tried to test
yeah.
out a
recipe. I got okay. it.
Oh, all you right. got one.
So
okay.
All right, so there's this one day, and I was poaching eggs, and I'm like, all right, so I'm poaching eggs, and then I'm deciding, well, what can I do to this to step it up? So then I decide I'm going to poach this egg in lemon soda, and I'm like, one part of this thing is going to be delicious. Now, I think it's going to be the yolk, and then we get to it, and I actually make it, and then the yolk comes out disgusting, but the white is super delicious. I mean, it is just amazing deliciousness. And I was like, huh. That's what I tried again, but it was, like, totally terrible. Because all the time, ancient and young had gone away. So that was probably my funniest kitchen moment.
So don't poach your eggs in lemon soda.
Well, yeah. It did come out very delicious for what it was. I mean, the white was delicious if you like poached white, but, I mean, the yolk was disgusting. I still really enjoyed that day. I had so much fun in the kitchen. It was just amazing.
So, yeah. So, you can eat just don't eat the yolk. yeah, it sounds like fun. Something, is really totally inventive and really creative, really... you just thought of something that wasn't the normal thing to do. So that was really great. And you also had fun. So sometimes you have, you'll have your successes and your failures, but, fail, like along the way, but they're part of, your success, and, they really help you. You really learn from your mistakes. So you'll make those mistakes, and then you can figure out what went wrong and what not to do, how to fix it. Like when I tried to bake beignets to make them safer and healthier for kids for my cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana. And because I just thought, yeah, I definitely have to have beignets for a Louisiana cookbook. But I didn't want anything fried in the cookbook. So I tried to bake them, and they were like really disgusting and hard as a rock. So now I know you can only fry beignets. So don't ever try to bake them. They're just really gross. Now let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Most unusual food that I've ever eaten. That's really tough because when you're a food explorer, you really go out and try everything.
Oh, totally. I love, traveling and going to new restaurants and trying new foods. Like recently, one of my most unusual food was like baby octopus, and I'd actually never had octopus before, so I really wanted to try it. And I ordered it, and I said, "Oh wow, this looks really good." So, but at the same time, it's kind of like, "Ooh, I'm gonna try it." So I tried it, and the flavor was really good, but I think it's like a texture thing. I didn't really like it so much. That was actually like one of my most recent ones, baby octopus. Maybe I'll probably try it again, but.
The freakiest one that I've ever eaten is this grocery store uni. So I went to the grocery store, and I looked at this uni, and I'm like, I'm going to eat that uni. And I pull it out of that case, and it tastes like this weird, milky, sweet avocado. I'm like, huh, interesting. Very interesting. And then I try some more uni at this other sushi place, and it's like, doesn't have the slime underneath it. And I'm like, so that's what fresh uni really is supposed to be like.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to get grocery store Uni again.
Yeah,
no.
Don't. Yeah, you definitely have to get, you know, sea urchin fresh. Yeah, don't get it from the grocery store where it's all slimy and gross. I'm sure that wasn't a pleasant experience.
The flavor was good, but the texture was a little slimy and went all over.
Oh, like, yes. Totally. Kind of like my experience. Well, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why?
Well, I think that I would cook with Julia Child. I mean, she just really revolutionized the way that game shows really were. And she's what started all these wonderful cooking shows starting up. And that's the person that I would really, really want to go and cook with.
Oh, that's a great answer. I love her. So that would be incredible to cook with her. Well, thank you so much, Chef Logan, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You've shown us that being a MasterChef Junior is quite a journey and that it begins one awesome meal at a time. If you want to find out more about Chef Logan and MasterChef Junior on Fox, visit KidChefAliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to make Madeline, so we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Aliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. At 14, you've become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
Thank you.
does indie mean? It's short for independent. What does that mean? Whatever you want it to mean. When you are indie, you don't just go with the flow. You set the pace. Indie can mean a style of music, dress, or just a way of life. It's what sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. Everybody has a little bit of indie in them. It's beautiful. It's cool. It's you. Tune in to Indie on Voice America Kids, live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't feel indie yet, make it a part of you.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a Tisket, a Tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is miso. Let's talk about miso. Miso is a traditional Japanese seasoning. It's made by fermenting rice or barley with soybeans, salt, and gochujin, a fungus. It ends up as a salty, light brown, thick paste that can be used for sauces, spreads, or making soups. It's used for the famous miso soup in Japan. There are actually three main types of miso: white, black, and red. White miso is the sweetest and has a yellow color. It takes about a week to make it. This is made from fermented soybeans. This one. Black miso is the rarest miso. It takes 3 years to make this one. Now that's long. Red miso has a reddish-brown color. It takes almost a year to make. I just thought of a joke. What's red and white and black all over? Miso! Here's the recipe for my miso marinated red snapper. I made this fish one night and it was so delicious. I served it with soy ginger baby bok choy and an Asian salad with greens from my garden. It was so delicious. I actually cooked the entire dinner and from start to finish, and it was amazing. Ingredients: 1 2-pound red snapper scaled and cleaned with skin on, 1/4 cup of miso paste, 1/2 cup of soy sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of fresh ginger grated, 1 teaspoon of lemongrass paste, 1 teaspoon of rice wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of red pepper flakes, 1 large Meyer lemon thinly sliced and divided, 1 lemongrass stalk smashed and cut in half, divided, 6 cloves of garlic smashed and divided, and 4 sprigs of dill divided. Heat one side of the grill to 400 degrees. Place fish onto a baking sheet lined with enough aluminum foil to wrap around the fish later on. Cut a slit along the bottom of the fish. Arrange half of the Meyer lemons, lemongrass, garlic, and dill underneath the fish. In a small bowl, mix miso paste, soy sauce, fresh ginger, lemongrass paste, rice wine vinegar, and red pepper flakes. Coat inside and outside of the fish with miso marinade. Arrange the other half of the ingredients inside the fish. Fold the two short edges of the aluminum foil pieces over the fish. Fold the other two long edges of aluminum foil pieces in so that the edges meet. Roll the edges together downward, creating a pocket. Place fish en papillote, which is what the technique is called, on the grill over indirect heat. Cook for 45 minutes or until perfectly cooked through. Serves 4 to 6. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. At CES, the Consumers Electronics Show, a huge annual electronics showcase in Las Vegas, Samsung reintroduced their Chef Collection line of kitchen appliances. Designed with chefs in mind, and in collaboration with world-class chefs, the updated kitchen suite, stove, oven, refrigerator, microwave, and dishwasher use state-of-the-art technology to innovate cooking, including a new dual-door version of one of its ovens, a kitchen range that makes induction heat a practical addition, I totally want that, and a counter-depth refrigerator, I want that too. TechCrunch reports the new Chef Collection looks sick, like kitchen appliances from the future. I totally, totally want that. The Boston Globe reported Dunkin' Donuts signed a deal to open its first locations in Mexico, totaling 100 stores. The Nikkei Asian Review reports that Dunkin' Donuts has teamed with popular Philippine chain Jollibee to open at least 1,459 stores throughout China, Hong Kong, and Macau. In total, Dunkin' Donuts has 11,000 stores in 33 countries, with the bulk of the stores operating in the U.S. With this new deal, Dunkin' hopes to expand its international influence. How would you like to receive a nearly $99,000 tip? I know I would. Well, one waitress in Toronto received this ginormous tip on a $7 bill. Unfortunately, the tremendous tipper was a bit too tipsy and had to be arrested. His credit card was declined for the massive amount and he spent the night in jail. Too bad for the waitress. And that's this week's Foodie News. Hey, Kid Foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at KidJeffEliana. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana, so you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Show. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook is Mrs. Wheelbarrow's Practical Pantry, Recipes and Techniques for Year-Round Preserving by Kathy Barrow. This cookbook has instructions on how to cure brine, and smoke. Almost 200 full-color photos show the processes, cooking techniques, and fresh produce and finished dishes. This cookbook shows easy-to-master techniques on how to preserve fruits, veggies, meats, fish, canning beans and soups, and making cheese. So this cookbook is a big cookbook, and the pictures are just really beautiful, and I love the recipes in here. It talks, you know, all about, you know, different things like canning and, you know, making cheese and preserving, which is really great. So all these different techniques, which is, you know, I really like that. So
you know, there's, you know, recipes like this one says it's a bonus recipe and it's called a pie straight from the pantry. This one is mint jelly and it tells you how much it makes. So this makes 4 half-pint jars. It tells you the active time, which is 1 hour. And then this one is a steeping time, which is 15 minutes to an hour. So this section is actually all about juices, jellies, pie filling, and fruit and syrup. So there's things like red currant jelly, blueberry jelly, the mint jelly. There is many berry pie filling, sour cherry pie filling, cardamom peach pie filling, peaches and ginger syrup, grape jelly, heat and sweet habanero jelly, like pretty much every jelly you could think of. There's another section. This one is like has like tart and sweet cherry preserves, jam tarts, just all kinds of things. These look so yummy. Chipotle barbecue sauce, beet salad with orange and candied pecans, canned fresh field beans, split pea soup, just brown veal stock, just all kinds of things. There's canning under pressure. So this is all about like pressure cooking with canning. This is just all kinds of recipes in here and they all look so yummy and they have great techniques that are, you know, you can really easily master with this cookbook. So for Christmas, it was actually really exciting, but it was also, of course, hectic because, you know, Christmas. So we went to my Nana's house on Christmas Eve, and of course, every year we open one present on Christmas Eve, and we did that, and then on Christmas Day, we go over to my Nana's house, and she hosts Christmas there, and we brought a few dishes, and yeah, so we did all that, and so for Christmas, like, my presents for Christmas, we just had so much stuff. I got a brand new global bread knife, which I'm so excited. I use it like all the time, like already. I got two olive wood spoons and an olive wood spatula. My dad got a paella pan and we made paella actually twice. It was so good. I got all kinds of food stuff for Christmas. I got like a Fault in Our Stars t-shirt. I got a whole like set of John Green books and 4 by Veronica Roth is like part of the Divergent series. And oh my gosh, all kinds of stuff. It was like so exciting this Christmas. And like at Christmas, you know, every year we have like the turkey and the ham, green bean artichoke casserole, candied yams, lumpia, which is a Filipino egg roll, strawberry cake, just all kinds of things. So it was really a great Christmas and all kinds of awesome presents. And my cousin Christian even got engaged. Well, marinate a red snapper. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune in to Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Monica Ladd for guessing ginkgo nuts. Let's talk about ginkgo nuts. Ginkgo nuts are a nut-like edible gametophytes of ginkgo biloba tree. It has a soft, chewy texture. The nuts are most commonly eaten toasted or in Asian cuisine. Ginkgo nuts are sought after their nutritional values as well as their medicinal properties. Ginkgo trees are native to East Asia and are thought to have originated in China. The outer skin has an unpleasant, even putrid smell, while the nut has neurotoxins and should be eaten in small amounts. Eating more than 10 raw or cooked nuts in a day may cause ginkgo toxin poisoning. Ginkgo toxin is a heat-stable compound and is not destroyed by cooking, so be careful if you ever do decide to eat ginkgo nuts. It's snacktivity time! Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is pineapple relish. This is a different kind of pineapple relish with pineapple in it to add a yummy sweetness. Ingredients: 1 can of crushed pineapple, 2 tablespoons of red onion finely chopped, 1 jalapeno seeded and finely chopped, 1 teaspoon of ginger freshly grated, 2 tablespoons of fresh cilantro chopped, juice of 1 lime, 1/4 of a teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 of a teaspoon of black pepper freshly ground. Directions: in a medium bowl, stir together all ingredients. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. Makes about 1 cup. So, I'm actually going to read, tell, kind of my story about Mr. Prairie Demone and my memory about him. So, one day I was actually asked to be on the Voice America Kids show, Catherine the Great, for an interview. And after I finished recording the interview, Mr. Perry came on the line and asked if my mom was there. So I told her that she was, told him that she was. And so he told her that he would call us back in 5 minutes. So we answered the phone 5 minutes later, and Mr. Perry said that he loved my mission and went on to offer me my very own radio show on the Voice America Kids Network. And of course, I had to say yes because, it was just really one step closer to accomplishing my dream. So 2 weeks later, I began recording my show, Cool Kids Cook, with him. And it was just such an incredible honor. I mean, this past year, I celebrated my 3rd season and 100th episode of my radio show, and I'm just still amazed. I mean, without Mr. Perry, I would have never had my own radio show, one that I look forward to recording every week. So whenever I spoke to Mr. Perry, he always said what he's now famous for: don't think outside the box. There is no box. So he said that if I wanted a guest from the White House to appear on my show, go for it. So I actually did. And, I had the honor of having former White House executive pastry chef Bill Yassas on my show in August 2013. And because of Mr. Perry's encouragement and belief in me, I've had so many incredible guests, from the culinary world, such as Chef Jose Andres, Chef John Besh, Chef Paul Prudhomme, TV host Andrew Zimmern, Chef Tori McPhail, Melissa D'Arabian, and just so many more. And, I just won my second Taste Award for Best Kids Program, winning over a PBS television show. And I just dedicated my award to the memory of Mr. Perry Demone. So thank you, Mr. Perry, for your dedication to KidStar and Voice America Kids. I mean, without you, none of this would have been possible. So I wish that I could, be there at the Celebration of Life ceremony, but unfortunately, I'm unable to attend. So please know that I'm internally grateful for the opportunity that Mr. Perry gave me. And, he inspired a little chef to have big dreams. Cool Kids Cook, bon appetit. So Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidJeffElianna on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and a Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook, Louisiana, and my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. This past Christmas, the day after Christmas, actually, I was on 12 of the Road with Bill Capo on WWL, and I made my caramel apple pie martini, and it was just tons of fun to be on 12 for the Road. My mom and I are both on there, and we laughed so much, and it was actually a really long segment, like almost 6 minutes long, so it was like a lot of time, and we just had an incredible time with Mr. Bill, and he was so funny, and we practically laughed the entire time, and even like when we were doing the toast, and I made my caramel apple pie martini, and it was just really great. And that one aired the day after Christmas on the 26th, so that December 26th, so that was just really, really great. And for New Year's, I actually stayed home this year. Of course, we watched the countdown and all these different, you know, the people that performed. And I just stayed in my pajamas along with the rest of my family, with my mom, my dad, and my sister, Soleil. So she actually came down and actually just kind of spent the holidays with us, which is really great since I don't get to see her that often. So we just stayed in our pajamas for New Year's and toasted with some sparkling grape juice. It was really great. So we got to do that. And then, of course, every year I write my goals in my journal. I get a new journal every year, and I write my goals down, what I want to accomplish that year. So I actually did that on January 1st. So I did that, and I have so many things I want to do this year, and I know I'm going to accomplish them. And this year I'm also doing, I'm posting a quote every day, to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. So I'm posting a quote every single day. And I'm also having a question of the day. So that's just really great. I love doing that and finding new ones. Auntie Faye also visited us during the holidays for a week. And we went to the French market with her, and, you know, of course she bought some stuff there, some jewelry. We strolled around the French Quarter, and then, you know, we went to dinner with her and all that, and spent some time with her at home, exchanged gifts. That was just really, really fun. During the holiday break, we kind of just took a break after Christmas. We just kind of had a nice, chill, relaxing holiday break, which was really great. That was really fun. And Caroline, my best friend, also slept over twice during the break, which is always great. We went to Amici, which is a restaurant where they make coal-fired pizza. That was really delicious. And then after that, we went to Morning Call to have some beignets. And we came home at 12:30 in the morning. and then Caroline also came to me to the Crescent City Farmers Market demonstration. And she helped out there, which is really great. And I made I did a vegetable soup. A vegetable soup. It was really good. Really delicious, the soup. A vegetable and origetti soup. That's what I made. It had like kohlrabi and what else? I don't know. It had like kohlrabi, purple cauliflower, tomatoes, onions, sweet peppers, all kinds of different things. Mushrooms and the origetti, which is a certain type of pasta. All kinds of things went into the soup, and it was so, so delicious and perfect on, you know, a nice chilly day. We also went to get Caroline's haircut, and she finally got layers, which is really fun. Then at Noko, been going over like spices and flavors. We did a freestyle day. We did a Mexican theme that we decided on as a class. And we did like a queso dip with chips that we made, tortilla chips that we made. And we made tacos. I made a slaw with Brussels sprouts and turnips and carrots. You know, and a little vinaigrette to go with it. And it was just really great. So we did all kinds of things. And a cream corn. Well, that's all for this week. And I leave you this quote from Socrates. The secret of change is to focus all of your energy, not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by Kidstar and Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the Kidstar album of the month, Kidstar. We empower kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the Kidstar Album of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Octopus.
Well, I'm an octopus with eight arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it, yeah. When I eat, I use my beak and build them up with my saliva. I suck them down, each one I found, it helps me stay alive. I'm an octopus and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. But more it comes, I'm elusive as a mirage, yeah.
Swimming through the water, cephalopod.
That was the Whiz Pops from the Kidstar album of the month.